FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Voda, featuring Peter Furler, God of the Universe, Ellie Holcomb, Marvelous Light. Prior to that, hey, good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Weather-wise today, dense fog advisory till 10 this morning. Otherwise, should be a mostly sunny, mild, maybe high temperature breaking day, high 70. Fog and clouds, then tonight, slight chance of light rain, low 54. Tomorrow, patchy fog early. Then again, another high temp record breaking day, possibly, as we hit 73. We do have a chance of rain tomorrow, too. Right now, it's 45 in Dillsburg, 47 in Lancaster.
Our friends from Lancaster County Christian School hanging out with us this morning. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Great to have you all here. And Kim Watt is with us. She's the marketing coordinator at Lancaster County Christian School. Kim, tell us all about Lancaster County Christian.
Oh, I'd love to. Yes. LCCS is a fantastic school. We have so many amazing things happening right now at LCCS. We have two great open houses coming up. The first one is on March 1st from 9 to 10:30 in the morning. And then we also have a nighttime open house on Thursday, March 15th from 5 to 6:30. But the big thing, if you've ever even slightly considered private Christian education, this is the time to come out to LCCS, because for every person that attends one of our open houses, they'll be entered into a drawing to win a possible 1 year free tuition for the upcoming 2018-2019 school year.
That's pretty cool.
So honestly, if you've ever even considered it, and I got to tell you, I was one of those people, my husband and I, that actually thought Christian education was not for us and our family. And I got to tell you, the Lord really changed our hearts. And we went to an open house a few years ago. And I got to tell you, from the moment we walked in, we knew this was our new home. Because when we put Christ at the center of our lives, we put Christ at the center of our marriage, and we just can't believe what the difference it's made in our children now that we have Christ at the center of their education.
Wow.
So I just encourage any families out there that are just even on the fence or thinking twice, come on out to our open house on either March 1st or March 15th. You can sign up on our website at lccs.cc and just see what the difference is when an education is biblically based, academically driven, individually focused, and outreach oriented. We'd love to share a little bit more about LCCS.
And Kim, tell everybody where you're located.
Yes, we are located on 2390 New Holland Pike. And for the 2018-2019 school year, all of our students will be housed at that campus. So we're really excited to have both campuses coming together on one campus for the upcoming school year.
Check it out, lccs.cc. And also, there's a big show coming up that we're going to find out about. And Kimberly Lapham is with us. She's the director. Kimberly, good morning to you.
Good morning again.
Tell us about the drama that you guys are doing.
It is a comedy in three acts entitled Papa Was a Preacher, based on Aileen Porter's book of the same name. It is rich in characters, funny characters. You're going to just have a great evening together. It's appropriate for all ages, the whole family. And you're going to leave landed on the value of family and having true relationships.
And when are the shows?
The shows are March 15th, 16th, and 17th. Saturday happens to be a dinner theater. So if you'd like to take your dog or your husband or spouse to a nice dinner, they do a lovely job.
And can folks get information online for all the dates?
Absolutely. You can purchase tickets online at lccs.cc.
And you've brought some of the kids who are acting in it. And you, tell us a little bit about the scene we're going to do here.
All right. We're going to do a scene with Papa and Mother. This is actually a poignant scene where the whole play sort of picks out every individual character. You get a time with every character. But this particular scene focuses on Mother and Papa. They have six children. They're about to celebrate 25 years of marriage. So there's a lot of preparation in the household and in the town for this to happen. He's obviously a preacher at a hometown church in West Texas. And we're going to land in this scene where Mother is trying on her wedding dress and trying to see if it fits.
Still fits
and trying to, you know, feel that beauty again. And Papa happens to come upon her and they have their moment together.
Great. Before we do that, let's meet the characters. Christina Brunetto is playing Mother, and Christina is a senior at Lancaster County Christian School. What do you love playing about your character?
I love, like, how strong and caring she is, especially as a mother. Like, that's really important. And I love, my favorite scenes are the ones where she's defending and protecting her kids. You see her become Mama Bear, and it's just a lot of fun.
Awesome. Jason Suara is also a senior, and you're playing Papa.
Yep, that's right.
What do you love playing about Papa?
I really like how he's a very bold character, very strong, kind of center of the family kind of guy. I like how he's a very relatable man. He tries to balance out and learn further about how to be a good father while also being a preacher for the community that people can look up to, which doesn't always go together really well.
So you guys are about to celebrate 25 years of marriage. You're trying on your wedding dress. Papa comes upon Mother, and the scene is go.
Jeanette?
I've seen hundreds of brides in my time, but you're still the prettiest.
Oh, Edwin, I was just trying the dress on. It still fits me.
It certainly does.
What are you planning to wear?
Oh, it won't matter much. No one will be looking at me.
Every detail has to be just right. 25 years together.
Well, we're sure to have a preacher at least.
From Hugh?
He'll be in on the 3 o'clock train next Thursday.
And he can stay over for Cecil's graduation Friday night.
It's going to be quite a week. I don't know whether I can stand being remarried and seeing my son graduate all on the same day.
I'll see you through it, dear.
Pearl, do you remember that couple I married a week ago?
A week ago?
The groom gave me a check.
Oh, yes! My slipcover money.
Well, I just talked to Mr. Richards at the bank. The check was no good.
It doesn't matter, Edwin.
It does matter. Why didn't the groom simply say he had no money? I wouldn't have cared, but this...
Some people can't admit they're poor.
What kind of marriage will those two have?
She took him to be her husband, for better or for worse.
Just as you took me.
Only I've gotten the best of the bargain.
The wonderful thing is, you can say that and mean it.
Of course I mean it.
Thank you, my dear.
For what?
For being yourself. This is a great comfort to me. I met Reverend Cole from Centerville in the bank. He and his family had driven up to go shopping.
Did you ask them to have supper with us?
I did, but they wanted to get home before dark. The oldest boy, Jeffrey, is coming up to pick up some pamphlets, though. I'd better get them ready.
And I'd better get out of this wedding dress.
Lancaster County Christian School presents Papa Was a Preacher, March 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get all the info online, lccs.cc. We'll talk more with the gang coming up in just a bit. Family Force 5, back to the music now. This